To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. A judge in Denver has ordered that picket lines in the King Super strike must be limited to 10 people. District Judge Marie Avery Moses also restricted chanting and shouting within 20 feet of customers or store employees. The order comes after King Super's filed for a temporary restraining order against some of its workers. The company claims picketers were blocking store entrances and damaging company property. Union President Kim Cordova denies the claims. She says King Super's is trying to take away workers' rights.
You have a right to engage in collective concerted activity. You have the right to have freedom of speech, to stand up and defend your economic situation at work. You have an absolute right. This is the most American thing our members can do.
Today marks 1 week since the strike began. COVID-19 test results are available for anyone who's experiencing symptoms and was recently tested at a site operated by the Center for COVID Control, or MAC Again Corporation. Colorado's Attorney General required 11 testing sites to stop operations last week after a health department investigation found issues with reporting results and federal paperwork. The AG's office sent cease and desist letters to the sites operated by the two private companies. A 37-year-old man from Salt Lake City died after being hit by a police car in Aurora Monday night. The city's police department says the man was lying face down in the street when hit by an on-duty officer. The Colorado State Patrol will investigate. It's cloudy and cold along the Front Range today with highs only close to 30. It should be not as cold tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.